Balls in the air. Playoff basketball tonight. Lads, light this candle. We're underway. It's tapped back to Chippewa Falls. The Cardinals will have the first possession. Go over to Nick Bruder. Evergreen show half-court man-to-man. Popping a three. Joe Reuter. Three ball. Good. Reuter opens with a three from the near side wing. Chippewa Falls takes the early lead. Brian Hallenbeck to the front court for the Evergreens on their first possession. Sievertson bounces to Keaton Edwards. He's 15 feet away. Filling the lane, Ostrowski underneath spins. Ostrowski scores. Evergreens get points down low. Jacob Walchek tried to flop on that play, tried to fall all the way backwards. Chippewa Falls works against a full court press thrown over the top to Joe Reuter. Down low at the rim, scoring is Jacob Walchek. 5-2. Three possessions, three baskets. As back and forth we go. Evergreens trail 5-2. Thinking about that straight on three is Sievertson. He lets it pop for the tie. Short. Rebound off of Chihai. Evergreens get the ball back. Sievertson's shot hit the front rim. Peyton Rogers-Smith tried to save it to a teammate who was on the end line. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Sievertson will trigger it in. 1 minute in, 5-2 Cardinals over the Evergreens. In traffic to Keaton Edwards along the baseline. Keaton dribbles, drives in, left hand, scores. That was too easy. Keaton Edwards saw him do that last night. Put the ball on the floor a couple of times. Got into the front court and scored. Chippewa Falls breaks pressure. Pass down low to Jacob Walchek. Reuter to Walchek for an easy basket. 7-4. So Chihai looks like they've got the press figured out. Hallenbeck straight on three. Too strong. Joe Reuter gets the rebound, taken away by Hallenbeck, a steal. Hallenbeck to the rim, he's fouled, no, he scores, no whistle. Hallenbeck gets points on the turnover, 7-6. Hallenbeck, to me, looked like he was banged, too, no whistle. Chihai again breaks the pressure, stolen by Hallenbeck along the baseline, threw it out of bounds off the Chihai player. No, Hallenbeck was on the end line when he possessed that ball. Chihai will keep it, they'll inbound under their own basket. Chippewa Falls has had three possessions where they had to deal with the Everest press, and they broke it easily. Inbound baseline, long two, Joe Reuter, it's good. 9-6. Well, Chihai is scorching hot from the field here in the early going, so the Cardinals got to get cooled off. Alex Studeman just got his first touch to Ostrowski. Keaton Edwards thought about the three, pulls it back down. Hallenbeck on the wing, drives in, goes back out. Sievertson open for the three, round and out, no good. Ostrowski battled for the rebound, couldn't get it. A one-and-done trip. Chihai has been better on the boards in the early going, and they just haven't missed from the outside. Jake Spath has it way up high for Chippewa Falls. They work the perimeter. Peyton Rogers-Smith hasn't even gotten into the act yet. Chihai leads 9-6. 15.5 to play, first half. Roger Smith here cut off by Ostrowski. They put their best player tipped, inbounds, out of play. Chihai saves it. Almost stolen by Hallenbeck. Nick Bruder's got it. Pass over to the corner now. Chihai pops the long two. It is short. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Loose ball foul on Chippewa Falls. Jacob Walchek was over the back of Keaton Edwards. Looks like this officiating crew will let him play. That was the first foul. There's been a lot of contact on every loose ball. Evergreens have the ball. They trail by 3-9-6. Chippewa Falls picks up half court man-to-man. Keaton Edwards thought about a tying three, pulls it down. Studeman now over to Keaton Edwards inside. Foul line extended. Edwards dribbles once. Sievertson along the baseline. Trapped there. Back out. Edwards three to tie. Round and in. Shooter's roll for Keaton Edwards. He's got five, and we're tied at 9 apiece. So the Evergreens are making a statement earlier. They're not going anywhere. That ball's almost stolen by Sievertson on the full press. Out of bounds off Cade. Chippewa Falls will keep the ball. 14:47 to play. Halftime, 9 apiece. Chippewa Falls. Reuter gives it over to Peyton Rogers-Smith. Again, Ostrowski, Evergreen's best defensive player on him. Chippewa Falls is on the perimeter here. And Chihai's popped a lot from the outside. They've just hit for a lot from the outside in the early going. Holding the ball here is Nick Bruder. Bruder over to the corner. Jacob Walchek, who's hit his first two shots. To Peyton Rogers-Smith up high. Ostrowski cuts him off. Now he drives double team to the baseline. Long three. It's good. Jacob Walchek. Everything Chihai's throwing up is going down. 12-9. Here's Hallen back for the Evergreen. Splits defenders, goes to the corner. Ostrowski thinks about the three, got his man up in the air, and Ostrowski is fouled. That Chi-High player came down and hit Ostrowski. Nick Bruder will be called for the foul. Evergreens will inbound underneath. Hard not to call that when the player's up in the air and then lands on his opponent. Cade Sievertson will inbound for the Evergreens. Inbounds in traffic to Studeman at the rim, who scores. So the Evergreens answer. It was a three down at their end to a two for us, 12-11. Chi-High again breaks full court pressure. Evergreens are back defensively. Jake Spath is in the corner. Goes back out. Nick Bruder. Peyton Rogers-Smith entry pass to Ruder in traffic to the rim. He missed it. Keaton Edwards with the rebound. Evergreens can take the lead on this possession. Here's Hallen back to the front court. Pops, foul line extended. Round and out. Halfway down the cylinder, but it's out of bounds off the Chi-High player. Nick Bruder was unable to get the handle on that. It was an uncontested rebound. Went off his left hand, then went off his right hand, and went out of bounds. The Evergreens will get the ball back. Another look at the basket to try and take the lead. Hallenbach on the wing, draws in. Peyton Rogers-Smith guards him, goes back out. Sievertson drives in, got a step on his man. He's fouled and rolls off the rim, no good. Two free throws coming up for Cade Sievertson of the Evergreens. Now this message: there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC. Brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and this Midwest Communication Station. The foul was on Jake Spath, his first, team's third. Sievertson's first free throw is good to tie the game. The second one is true also. The Evergreens have their first lead at 13-12. Chi-High walks it up. Breaks full court pressure. Now goes cross court here to Nick Bruder. It was Bruder who couldn't find the handle on that rebound. Gets the ball back at a give and go. He's in traffic. Misses at the rim. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Good defense there by Sievertson. Got him to change his shot. Hallenbach hangs in the rim for a floating roller. Good! Hallenbach for the Evergreens, 15-12. You bet this game is different than the last time these teams met. Knocked loose in the backcourt. Recovered there by Nick Bruder. Bruder saves the possession ahead to Spath to the corner. Baseline three. Well, that's his spot. Jacob Walchak hits again. Walchak has 10. That three ties the game at 15 apiece. Walchak from the far corner. He's hit there three times. Sievertson for the Evergreens in the front court. Drives in. Got a step. Hangs at the rim. No good. Chi-High gets the rebound. Walchak was doing a little bit of everything. Quickly ahead to Nick Bruder. Hallenbach guards him. Hands off to Peyton Rogers-Smith, goes back out. Chi-High will reset. 12:20 to play in the first half. Tied at 15, the Evergreens against a really good team are holding their own. Peyton Rogers-Smith cut off on the baseline. Goes inside to Joe Ruder. Ruder with Studeman on him. Studeman got him to change his shot. Studeman called for a foul. I guess Studeman got him on the arm. Think I agree with that. You bet. First foul whistled on the Evergreens here. Two free throws coming up for Joe Ruder. Basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, and wool shirts. Serving Central Wisconsin for 80 years, Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Ruder's first free throw is a miss. One more coming to try and break this 15-15 tie. Missed them both. Sievertson gets the rebound for the Evergreens. See if Evergreens can take the lead back. Sievertson to Ostrowski. Long three. Line drive off the front rim. No good. Open look. Don't blame Ethan for taking it. Rebound to Jacob Walchak. Walchak's been the star of the game in the early going. Studeman's on him. Walchak spins to the rim. A lot of traffic. No foul and a miss. And Hallenbach gets the rebound. Evergreens good double team to the star player. Hallenbach drives in the paint. Tangled up loose. Studeman picks it up at the rim. Studeman picks up the loose ball and scores. 17-15. Chi-High thought that Hallenbach traveled when he lost that ball. No whistle. Chippewa Falls breaks full court pressure. Peyton Rogers-Smith still a big zero. We're getting to the middle stages of the first half, and their leading scorer hasn't so far. Peyton Rogers-Smith open for a three. Set shot for the lead. No good. Sievertson gets the rebound. Taps it to Studeman, and the Evergreens' two-point lead is good, and they've got the ball. Everest will walk it up and will go under 11 minutes to play in the first half. Over to Keaton Edwards. Edwards up high. Hallenbach. Peyton Rogers-Smith guards him, so that's 6'6" to shoot over. And Hallenbach backs this back out. Over to Keaton Edwards. Evergreens deliberate in a half-court set. Studeman to Sievertson. They're daring him to shoot. Thought about going along the baseline. Sievertson got his man beat. He is fouled on the floor. Non-shooting. Sievertson has been able to get by Jake Spath twice so far in this game. First substitution here. Sievertson comes out. Colton Hall comes in. They're posting that foul on Moronski. He's not in the game. That's got to be Walchek's first foul. Four team fouls. Inbound to Colton Hall, who's blocked underneath. Gets his own rebound. Keaton Edwards back for a three. No good. Goes out of play, and it's Chippewa Falls ball. While Colton Hall was battling for that rebound and was shielded from the ball and couldn't get to it. Chi-Hai gets the ball back. 10:41 to play in the first half. Evergreen's leading here, 17-15. Full court pressure. Bounced ball ahead, and they break full court pressure to Nick Bruder. Bruder hands it off. Three ball here, Moronski. It's good. Moronski off the bench. He's a freshman, and that's another lead change. 18-17. Chi-Hai takes the lead with a three-pointer. Here's Studeman in the corner to Ostrowski on the give and go to Keaton Edwards at the rim. He misses. Wow, got him to change his shot. Jacob Walchek. Chi-Hai gets the rebound and comes back with a one-point lead in traffic. Hallenbach has just fouled Nick Bruder. Bruder is going to go to the free throw line. Colton Hall is going to be called for the foul. Bruder gets two free throws. He was in the act of shooting. First of which is good. Bruder's first points, 19-17. Evergreens are subbing in Logan Ebersold, so Keaton Edwards is going to get a break here. Second free throw is coming up in just a moment. Patiently waiting. Got them both. 20-17. Chippewa Falls has the lead. Hallenbach walks it into the front court. Picked up his dribble. Goes back to Ostrowski. Ebersol gets a touch. Back to Hallenbach. Fake the three. Again, he's got Peyton Rogers-Smith on him. Gets to the rim. Extra pass. Colton Hall on a clear out. Hall to the rim. That should be a goaltend. It's not called. And the Evergreens missed. That ball was on the way down. Got a whistle. Loose ball foul coming up here against Chippewa Falls. Should have been a goaltend and not called. That ball was clearly on the way down. And the foul is on the Evergreens. Are you kidding me? It's on Colton Hall. Boy, that's a missed call. No two ways to describe that. Coach Jerry Poggle is asking the outside official who saw it differently whether he's going to change the call or not, and he isn't. Wow. So 20-17, and Chi-Hai gets the ball back. You kidding me? Down low, Peyton Rogers-Smith stripped, and he's fouled. And they're going to say, you know, he was going to pass that out. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting, too. So a couple of friendly whistles here to Chippewa Falls. The foul is on Hallenbach. And Peyton Rogers-Smith gets to the free throw line to shoot two. So we've had a couple of calls that have just not gone the Evergreens' way. 20-15, Chi-Hai leads. And the first free throw from Peyton Rogers-Smith is a miss. M&J Marine brings you tonight's basketball game, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 in Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Peyton Rogers-Smith with a second free throw. He missed that one, too. Ebersol gets the rebound for the Evergreens. So Chi-Hai is only 2 of 6 from the foul line. A three will tie it. Studeman over to Cade Sievertson back in. Sievertson looks to drive, cut off. Back out to Ostrowski, down low, Colton Hall. Hall in the lane, back out. Ebersol, three ball in the air for the tie. Good! Logan Ebersol, who hasn't seen a lot of playing time down the stretch, but's been an outside shooting force, hits there, and we're tied 20-20. Chi-Hai in the backcourt, breaks it. Nick Bruder with his dribble. Chi-Hai, a lot of dribbling in their offense. Long three, no good from the corner. Ebersol gets the rebound. 9 minutes to play in the half. The Evergreens can reestablish the lead. Sievertson on his hip, missed at the rim. Ebersole kind of held that. Sievertson missed. Sievertson held that on his hip a little more than he wanted to. Coming back the other way, got a foul on Sievertson. To frustration foul there. It's going to be Cade's first and the team's fifth. I mean, that's not right. Call that. Keaton Edwards is not in the game. It's on Ebersole, his first. Free throws coming up here for Nick Bruder, who makes his first. 21-20 to break the tie. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please volunteer your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Bruder's got a second free throw, and he's got them both. 22-20, Chi-High leads the Evergreens, 8:40 to play until halftime. Sievertson brings it up. Hallenbeck is on the bench with a quick break here. Hallenbeck's got one foul. Down low to Sievertson in traffic, tiptoes along the baseline, ball's loose. Picked up by Ebersole, reach in, foul. This is a generous whistle for the Evergreens. Thought that ball was knocked free from Ebersole and thought it was clean, too. Peyton Rogers Schmidt picks up his first foul. Brian Hallenbeck's break was a very short one. He comes right back in for the Evergreens. And Everest will inbound underneath. This was a non-shooting foul. Triggered into Hallenbeck right at the rim. He's double-teamed and goes back out. Ostrowski three ball for the lead. Short. And tracked down in the corner by Peyton Rogers Smith. A misfire from Ostrowski, who's 0 for 2 from behind the arc. Ostrowski was open both times. Chi-High with a two-point lead, and the ball pulling back is Joe Rader. It's good. He now has seven, and it's 24-20. This possession brings us under 8 minutes. The Evergreens are going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. Eight of their timeout. They trail 24-20. Very enthusiastic student section here for Chippewa Falls. Evergreens had a lot of parents here too, so the Evergreens are well represented in this road game. And the Evergreens walk the ball up across the half court line. Hallenbeck goes over to Sievertson straight on. Sievertson's got to pop a couple to loosen up this defense. To Ostrowski, foul line extended, dribbles once, twice, pulls up to the rim, missed. Ostrowski gets his own rebound, he's over the back. Whistle and a foul on the Evergreens. That is the Evergreens' last foul to give in the first half. I don't know, I thought that Ostrowski elevated well there. I don't think that was a foul. Of course, what I matter, what I think, no difference, right? Right. For Ethan Ostrowski, that is his first, team sixth. Chi-High has the lead and gets the ball right back. Again, full court pressure for the Evergreens defense. Chi-High has handled this well. Knocked away, there we go, a turnover! Tipped by Ebersole and picked up by Sievertson. Sievertson looks to drive, back out. Keaton Edwards straight on, no. Hall fakes the three, clear out. Settles for a baseline jumper, 10-footer, no good. Peyton Rogers Smith uses his height and clears the boards. Chi-High with the lead, comes right back into the front court. Peyton Rogers Smith got Keaton Edwards on him, looks to drive in, cut off. Spins, foul, and it's good. Three-point opportunity here. Peyton Rogers Smith with a spin move on Keaton Edwards. The basket makes it a six-point lead, and a free throw is coming up, too. Evergreens want the defense of Alex Studeman back in. He comes in for Colton Hall. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. The free throw is good. Peyton Rogers Smith has completed a three-point play. Chi-High has the biggest lead of the evening, 27-20, 7 minutes to play first half. Here's Keaton Edwards up high. Evergreens go back out, Hallenbeck down low to Ebersole, who's double-teamed, back out, three ball, good! Cade Sievertson! Evergreens needed that three, and they got it. 27-23, so the Chi-High lead takes a haircut. They break full court pressure again. Nick Bruder to the corner, baseline three, a miss! No good for Jacob Walchak. He hit three from the other side. From the near side, no good. And the rebound went to Ebersole. Into the front court. Keaton Edwards all alone for a baseline three. Good! The Evergreens hit back-to-back threes, and what was a 7-point lead is now a 1-point lead, 27-26. The Evergreens are right there. They're in the face of this really good Chi-High team. Peyton Rogers-Smith down low. Wow, he bumped. Offensive foul. Bumped Keaton Edwards. Edwards, though, is hurt. Edwards went face first into the hardwood floor here, and Keaton Edwards is up. He takes the foul from Peyton Rogers-Smith. Edwards had his feet planted like an oak tree. Keaton Edwards will come out. Ostrowski will come back in. Keaton Edwards takes a charge. The Evergreens get the ball back, and they'll have a chance to take the lead at the 6:14 mark. You hear the Chi-High crowd react, but that was the right call. Keaton Edwards did not move, and Roger Smith elbowed him on the way to the rim. Hallenbach back out now to Ebersold. Ostrowski back to Ebersold down low, double-teamed, gets it back out. Hallenbach resets behind the three-point line. Evergreens will pull this out. You want a good look here to try and get another lead change. Down low to Sievertson. Up high, Ebersold thought about the three, and Ostrowski, they guard him closely. Chi-High is tightening this up off a screen. Hallenbach, three ball, no good. Left it short. Joe Reuter gets the rebound for Chippewa Falls. A shot to take the lead, and the Evergreens missed from the outside. Chippewa Falls gets it right back. Cutting to the rim is Jacob Walchak. Walchak scores. Chippewa Falls wants a timeout. We'll take 1-2. Chi-High 29, D.C. Everest 26. 5.5 to play in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is John Stossel.
The Evergreens have the ball after a Chi-High timeout. Evergreens trail by 3, 29-26. Evergreens had a chance to take their lead on their last possession. Sievertson spins, that's blocked. A clean block by Jacob Walchak. Chippewa Falls gets the ball back. Evergreens have to be more careful with the rock here. Chi-High will play this as a half-court set. We'll go under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Peyton Rogers-Smith, Ostrowski on him, bumped him, ball's loose. Chi-High picks it up. Saved by Joel Rader. To the corner, Spath comes back out to Peyton Rogers-Smith. Rogers-Smith is playing the post here. Lets the three fly, no good. That's a bad shot. And that hit the rigging up above the backboard. The ball will go over to the Evergreen. So again, the Evergreens will get the ball with a chance to tie this game with a three. It's 29-26. Evergreens have had the lead earlier in the half. Haven't had it in a while, though. Ball is walked up here by Cade Sievertson. In traffic to Studeman, who hangs at the rim, scores. Alex Studeman back to a one-point game. So, I mean, for sure, this game's going to be decided in the second half. Evergreens are hanging tough here. Chippewa Falls breaks full court pressure. Well, that was a travel that wasn't called. The ball is out of bounds off the Everest defender. My goodness, Jake Spath dragged that back foot and no whistle. Chi-High is lucky to have the ball back. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. The Cardinals' lead is 29-28. They've led by as many as seven. Inbounds pass knocked away by Keaton Edwards. It will stay with Chippewa Falls. Rebound right in front of the Everest bench with 4:28 to play in the half. Good, entertaining first half of basketball. Joe Rader with Alex Studeman on him. Gives it off to Walchak. Walchak's got 12 in the first half. Chippewa Falls again. This is a half-court set. A lot of times, though, Chi-High just settles for something to the outside. Down low at the rim. Missing there is Nick Bruder. Ball's loose. Pinballs around. Alex Studeman secures it. Ostrowski got him to change that shot. To Hallenbach to the rim for the lead. Good! Evergreens lead 30-29. Hallenbach on the drive. Full court pressure again for Chi-High, and the Evergreens look to double team in the backcourt. Got it to the center. Broke it 3-on-2 if they hurry instead to the baseline. And Chippewa Falls will pull this back out. 30-29. Evergreens got a block on Ostrowski as Peyton Rogers-Smith tried to move to the basket. For Ostrowski, that is his second. Evergreens are over the limit, so Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, who's only a so-so free throw shooter, shooting the 1-1. See how this goes. Live on a miss. It's a make. Just barely, too. A lot of his free throws are line drive, so you got to get that over the rim. Second free throw That is a miss. Ostrowski gets the rebound, tied 30 apiece. Clock's moving, 3:40 to play in the first half. Hallenbach in the front court, got a screen from Keaton Edwards. Hallenbach pulls up at the rim, scores! Evergreen's 32, Chippewa Falls 30. Chi-High must be wondering, again, this is a much tougher team, much tougher game. That's loose in the backcourt, goes out of bounds. That is Chippewa Falls' ball. Evergreen's full court pressure almost generated a turnover there. Instead, the Evergreen set up the full court press again. Chippewa Falls in the backcourt. Breaks the timeline. Evergreen's double team Bruder. He's in trouble. May need a timeout. Gets over to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Cross court. Open three. No good for Jacob Walchek. Loose in the corner. Out of bounds to the Evergreens. Evergreens with the lead. And the Evergreens will get the ball back. 3:07 left. And the Evergreens have it in their own backcourt. They're going to walk the ball up. Again, Chippewa Falls beat this D.C. Everest team by 27 during the regular season. Now at the three-minute mark in the first half, Evergreens lead 32-30. It's a big possession. Can the Evergreens go up by two possessions? Keaton Edwards, three ball off the back rim, battling for the rebound. It's out of bounds off Chippewa Falls. Evergreens will keep possession. And the Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Evergreens put Logan Ebersold in and take Ostrowski out. You get this. The Evergreens don't want Ostrowski to pick up another foul late. To Studeman, open for a two. Good. He stepped in and Studeman scores. He now has 10. 34-30 Evergreens. Full court press again. Chi-High breaks it. Chippewa Falls has cooled off a lot from the outside in the middle stages of the first half. Peyton Rogers-Smith got Keaton Edwards on him. Ostrowski on the bench right now to Bruder. Passed down low and bounced around and came loose to Peyton Rogers-Smith, who scores right underneath. 34-32 Evergreens. 2 minutes left in the first half. Boy, the Evergreens would be over the moon if they could have the lead at halftime. Next 2 minutes will tell that tale. Cade Sievertson to Studeman, foul line extended. Got his man up in the air, spins. That's blocked by Peyton Rogers-Smith. And the Evergreens reach in. They'll jump ball. No, 1-1. Reach in foul. Reach in foul. They weren't going to let Peyton Rogers Schmidt had a breakaway there. Instead, he's going to have to shoot the 1-1. Reach in foul on Cade Sievertson. Evergreens last in the 1-1 here. The Evergreens will put Chippewa Falls in the double bonus after this. Live on a miss. Peyton Rogers Schmidt missed it, and the ball is out of bounds to the Evergreens. Front end of the 1-1. Yeah, Peyton Rogers Schmidt is no good from the free throw line. 2 of 7 from the foul line. I mean, he's tall and he's got great moves to the basket, has great court presence, but the part of his game that's missing, no free throws. Evergreens 34, Chi-High 32, Everest with the ball. Keaton Edwards outside the blocks, down low to Studeman. He's right underneath the perimeter. He'll go back out to Colton Hall, scoops and misses at the rim. Peyton Rogers Schmidt gets the rebound. Chi-High can tie this game on this trip down the floor or take the lead with a three. 1:35 to play in the half. Half court set here. Evergreens play this man-to-man, so it's 5-on-5. Nick Bruder pulls it back out. Minute 30 and counting down to play in the half. They're looking for Peyton Rogers Schmidt down low. Keaton Edwards glove-like defense, settling for a long two, fading back. Joe Ruder has hit it to tie the game. 34-30. I don't know, if I'm the Evergreens, I'm going to be happy to play for one shot here. 1:10 left. Hallenbach is walking it up. He's in no rush. And it looks like Chippewa Falls may let the Evergreens hold. Now 1 minute to play in the half. Hallenbach with his dribble over to Colton Hall. Hall looks to drive in back to Studeman. Studeman in traffic, cut off along the baseline to Hall down low, who spins and misses at the rim. The Chi-High player, Joe Ruder, gets the rebound. It was an open look. Colton Hall thought there was going to be contact and changed his shot. So now tied 34 apiece. Chi-High can hold for a final shot here. 35 seconds left, and the clock is counting down. Pulling this ball all the way out is Joe Ruder, who hit his last shot, a fadeaway. Clock moving now down to 25 seconds. Joe Ruder's got it. Bruder playing catch with Nick Bruder down to 15 seconds. Now Peyton Roger Schmidt. He's outside the three-point line, and Keaton Edwards is on him. 10 seconds. Going to be go time now for the Cardinals. Peyton Roger Schmidt cut off. Has to go back out to Bruder. 6 seconds. 5, 4. Hallenbeck's on Bruder. Pass down low to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Blocked. A foul on Colton Hall. Hall commits the foul underneath. Colton Hall looked around like he thought that was clean. Two free throws coming up. Colton Hall commits his second. 2 seconds remaining in the half. The game is tied 34-34. First free throw from Peyton Rogers Smith is no good. So we stay tied 34 apiece. 2 seconds remaining after this free throw until halftime. Second free throw is also no good. Rebound. This would count at the buzzer for Chippewa Falls. It's a miss. No, that shouldn't count. It was tipped in, and they're saying that's good. That's a horrible call. Oh, that's a horrible call. The red light was on. That shouldn't count. And the Chippewa Falls double tap goes in. That is a horrible call. 36-34, Chippewa Falls gets a lead that they do not deserve at halftime. The red light was on, the horn had sounded, that ball was tipped up and in, and Chippewa Falls at halftime leads 36-34.